Palestine, peace, not apartheid. Let's first of all talk about motivation for doing the book and why it comes at this time in the history of events in the Middle East.
Well, the book, I think, is one that's long overdue. I think it'll fill a vacuum in America that has existed for too long. I wanted to make plain in the title that I'm talking about Palestine, the land that belongs to the Palestinians, and not anything concerning Israel, because I don't allege that there's any sort of apartheid in Israel, which is a good democracy with freedom of speech and equality of treatment of, you know, of Arabs and Jews. But in the Palestinian land, there is a terrible oppression of the Palestinian people. The Israeli occupying forces have confiscated the land, they've colonized the land. They now have about 200 settlements in the little tiny part of Holy Land that belongs to the Palestinians, just 22% of the total. They build highways between Israeli settlements and between the settlements in Jerusalem. Quite often they don't let the Palestinians use those highways. They're exclusively for Israelis. Sometimes they can't even cross a highway. So this creates a system, something like a honeycomb or a spider web all over the West Bank. And it makes it almost impossible for the Palestinians to have access to their own fields, their own grazing lands, their own gardens, their own places of worship. And because the Palestinians object to this, legitimately, I would if I was there, they are horribly persecuted by the Israelis to deprive them of their basic human rights. And this is a fact that's not known, and it's not debated in this country. And Israel is debated intensely every day. In Europe and other parts of the world, the whole issue is known and understand and is least discussed. In the United States, that discussion is almost completely absent. That's why I wrote the book.